Hi, this is Eliza Fail of Silver and Grace. You hear me talk a lot about meditation and how important I think it is for tapping into your intuition. But what's the science behind it? I'm the type of gal who likes to know the science behind things. Well, it turns out the trick to meditation is all about inducing the right brainwaves. Here's a rundown on the brainwave states our mind can be in. Delta brainwaves. Delta waves have the greatest amplitude but lowest frequency, pulsing up to 4 cycles per second. These brain waves occur when we are in a deep, dreamless sleep. Mind you, this state is pretty much the realm of babies and small children. By the time we get to be adults, pure delta state is hard to achieve. Add in darn near 50 insomnia, and this state becomes rare indeed. Trust me, I know. Theta brain waves. Theta waves are moving a little faster here at 4 to 8 cycles per second. When we are sleeping, we experience theta brain waves while dreaming and the REM sleep stage. Awake, theta brain waves occur when we are in automatic pilot, when the task we are performing is so routine our mind disengages from our actions. Alpha brain waves. This is our meditative state. The brain waves cycle at 8 to 12 per second. We are awake, but extremely relaxed. It is our daydreaming state. Personally, my best daydreaming is done in our hot tub. Beta brainwaves. This is our engaged and fully conscious state of mind, our normal awake state. When we are conversing, the brainwaves average around 14 cycles per second, but can cycle much faster than that if we are stressed or panicked. Okay, so let's go back to those alpha brainwaves. The goal of meditation is to deliberately quiet down those beta brainwaves to an alpha brainwave state without relaxing ourselves right into the theta brainwaves and sleep. And that is the science behind meditation. Gracefully yours, Eliza.